Remember that old cartoon called Dexter, where there was this little boy who had a lab in his room, a laboratory, where he did a number of experiments and created a number of things, and then he had a sister called Dee Dee. For those of you who don't know, I can imagine that you're probably younger millennials, or you're definitely Gen Z if you do not know this cartoon. There was an entry, a theme song, where there'd be a voice that says, "Into the vaulted door." You enter, I can't remember the exact words, but you enter where impossible things happen that the world's never seen before in Dexter's laboratory. I know I'm giving a few people some nostalgia right now. I'm just reminiscing and missing my own childhood. So that's the kind of welcome I feel like we all deserve when we come into the tech impact. Now, throwing forward into some of the things that we're going to be throwing forward into some of the things that are going to happen and still be announced this year. And then also looking back at some things that have already been announced, like the Tesla cyber cab or robo taxi, that has brought a lot of people questions, right? And we've spoken about it a little bit, but I want to delve deeper into not necessarily this event, but to talk about the Cybertruck more specifically. But before we get there, I want to first of all talk about the fact that Apple will soon be having their event where they will be most likely announcing the MacBook M4 laptops, which have already leaked, surprisingly. There are already videos of people using these laptops. That's what I mean by leaked. I don't mean just a picture. I don't mean a prediction. I mean like people in Russia are already using. I think they've been like, I don't know if it was 10 units that have or 20 units that were sold internationally. And it's really fitting that it happens in China, in Russia, because that's the one place where MacBooks are no longer sold, and you're not allowed to sell them there, which means that it would be very difficult for Apple to pursue a law case there for their MacBooks being sold. Because as we know, in the past, whenever a product leaks and someone takes a picture of it or a video and posts it online, Apple is very quick to follow up or pursue a law case as a result. So it's something they take very, very seriously. So I can imagine how frustrated the higher ups at Apple, how frustrated they must be, how stressed they must be that this is one of their greatest releases and launches, especially after Intel, Qualcomm, and it was Intel, Qualcomm, and I think AMD as well, announced their chips and released their thin laptops that have matched up or measured up to the M2 and M3, which is a very big deal because Apple had a huge advantage in the laptop market, especially the average user, right? The average user who just wants a laptop to write Word documents, Excel, send emails, just use it for basic working tasks and not necessarily anything professional. And they probably wouldn't even play any heavy games on it. Apple had a huge advantage. So they really, really want to gain back that advantage they lost. And then another thing that has already happened is Samsung released their Galaxy S24 FE, which not a lot of people have been talking about, and I haven't seen a lot of news about it. But the FE, which is a concept I really love, it is a device that Samsung releases after they've released their flagship, right? So you have the S24, the Galaxy S24, which is the flagship device. Before, Samsung used to release an E. So like you had the entry level flagship. So for example, they last, if I remember correctly, did it with the S10, where they had the S10, S10 Plus, S10 Ultra. But they also had, I think actually they had the S10e, S10 and S10 Ultra. Then they dropped the E, and then they introduced the FE, which is the fan edition. Those who are fans of their ultimate flagship but cannot afford it, they can get this device because it's the same device with just a few corners that Samsung cut, but they're still giving you that very best of the S24. And then the last thing I want to discuss is just the Cybertruck. I really think the Cybertruck is tarnishing Tesla's name. And it saddens me because it is a company that excites me. And I think the Cybertruck really caught a lot of people's attention. Now, to quickly wrap this one up, right? The reason that I say it disappoints me, and the reason why I say it's going to put Tesla in a lot of trouble, right, and tarnish their name, is because they've been doing hundreds and hundreds, I think probably in the thousands of callbacks, right, where they've had issues, customers have had issues with the vehicles, issues that are very serious and severe that could lead to accidents, and they've had to call them back. And this is a very, very bad thing when a company has to do this, especially with a vehicle as prominent and as famous as the Tesla Cybertruck. It's a new thing, and fortunately, they've only released a small number of them to the public. So I think it's something that Tesla can recover from, but they are a company that people are still waiting to see if they can trust them before their vehicles can do well abroad.